Chapter 1. This story is about Chrisley Eby, a little Mennonite boy with blue eyes and copper-colored hair. He was only 6 years old when he went to bed one evening in May. He slept all through the night and nothing happened. But in the morning when he opened his eyes, he was 7. Yes, he was 7 years old. "Didn't you come awake yet, Chrisley?" Mommy called up the stairs. Chrisley rubbed his eyes and looked around the room. "What time is it?" he called. "Time you are up," Mommy told him. "The sun is up long already, and it's your birthday." Sure enough, it was his birthday. "Now I am 7," he said to himself, "but I don't feel any different to yesterday. I'm older than Huntley." That's his dog. "I'm older than Humley, too." That's his pet calf. "I'm even older than Hutchley, and look how big he is already." Hutchley is his colt. Chrisley yawned and stretched himself. Then he jumped out of bed. For a moment, he stood on the plain homemade mat that Mommy had put in front of his bed for him to kneel on when he said his prayers. It was a very, very plain dark mat in the hit-and-miss pattern. Chrisley often wished that Mommy would give him one of the kind she made for city folk, with red roses and purple violets. He was so fond of flowers and colors. The floor was painted a bright yellow, and in the morning sunlight it shone like glittering gold. A gentle wind flapped the white linen blind against the windowpane. Outside, the robins flitted from branch to branch in the chestnut tree. "Cheer up, Chrisley," they twittered. "Cheer up!" Chrisley dressed as quickly as he could and hurried down to breakfast. Huntley heard him on the stair. "Woof, woof!" he barked. That meant, "Good morning to you, Chrisley." Huntley loves Chrisley better than anyone else in all the world. He understands him, too, even when Chrisley talks to him in his Pennsylvania Dutch language.